I'm doing very, very well. Thank you very much.
Things must be pretty happy at your headquarters right about now, Senator.
Things are extremely happy. We're all excited. We're looking forward to running against Dutch. We're shifting gears, and it's time to ditch Dutch.
Well, let me ask you something, Senator. Are you concerned, as I have been all day, with what is projected to be an under 25% turnout? And usually, you know, I'm not saying it's going to be that way in November, but usually that type of turnout doesn't look good as you head to a general.
You're always concerned when you don't have a lot. But, you know, I think there was a lot up at the top of the ticket where people, you know, really weren't sure, and they just didn't come out in droves. And that's unfortunate, but, you know, I'm really thrilled.
Under 25% is what Linda Lamone has been projecting. Last time I was talking with the Board of Elections, Senator, it was about 8:15 p.m., and they were projecting the same thing, under 25% statewide.
Wow, it's usually higher than that.
Oh, much higher. As a matter of fact, in 2008, it was 48%, 47, 48%.
Right. How do we fix it?
Yeah.
You guys are the smart ones, the political ones. How do we fix it? Nancy?
Senator?
Well, I'm hoping that we'll start fixing a lot of things come November. You know, Dutch has made an awful lot of bad votes. He went to Washington and became Washington. He forgot where he came from. And, you know, the surprising thing, but maybe not surprising, but the very rewarding thing, when I was working polls today, people would come out and say, okay, I'm a Democrat, but give me your literature because I'm voting for you in November.
Well, Senator Jacobs, let me ask you this. As you are running against Dutch, he is a ranking member on the House Intelligence Committee. He talks about that and, you know, the things he does.
Of course he does.
Okay.
Yes, of course he does. They don't see his face in Baltimore County very often now. And that's what we've been hearing from folks. You know, he doesn't do town halls. He doesn't come back to the Middle River area. People are very, very disappointed with him.
So you plan to be a lot more hands-on than he's ever been.
Oh, well, I always am. I mean, C4, you know me.
We came into the Senate together.
Yes, we did. I'm kind of the Energizer Bunny. I love meeting with people. And I'm looking forward to having a lot of town hall meetings and talking with a lot of people as we go forward.
Well, Senator Jacobs, I've got a question. How do you feel about Mitt Romney as a candidate, presidential candidate?
Well, it looks like it's going to be him, doesn't it?
Yeah, is that your endorsement? Because that's pretty much the endorsement he's been getting all week. It's going to be him. I'll vote for him.
Yeah. Well, I think everybody needs to rally around whoever ends up being our candidate for president, and I think people will do that because, you know, no matter who it is, any Republican is better than Obama.
Well, Senator, let me ask you this, because it's going to be important for you in a district that is as Democratic as a second congressional is. How do you see yourself appealing to Democrats? You're going to have to get some Democratic crossover vote. How do you get that?
Okay. Sorry, somebody was talking to me.
I'm sorry.
I understand.
That's okay. Well, my district now in the Senate, I have over 15% or 15,000 more Democrats than Republicans now. And I've managed to maintain that seat for 17 years. And I think it's because I do a lot of bipartisan work. I do a lot of bipartisan bills. You know, I sponsored Jessica's Law and the first piece of gang legislation. You know, I don't burn bridges. I never compromise my principles, but at the same point, I feel like, you know, I can work together to build consensus, and I think that's why I've continued to be elected over and over again in a district that's highly Democrat.